In doing so, each film looks beyond the leafy cobbled boulevards of Paris. Each, in its own way, gives a voice to the unheard. When that voice happens to be elegant spoken French, it disconcerts the viewer and challenges attitudes, exactly as Miss Diop intended it to in Saint-Omer. Laurence explains in the courtroom that, back in Dakar, her parents refused to allow her to speak Wolof, her maternal Senegalese tongue, at home. Having done as instructed, she was mocked by her peers for sounding like a Parisienne. The eloquence with which Laurence recounts killing her child, Ms. Diop has said, constitutes a form of resistance, a way not to be assigned to a place she doesn't want to be. "Why did you kill your daughter?" asks the judge in the film. "I don't know," Laurence replies politely, as if in a philosophy tutorial, "but I hope the trial will help me understand." When collecting two prizes at the Venice Film Festival last year, Ms. Diop nodded to Audre Lorde, a black American feminist. "Our silence will not protect us." The filmmaker has said she hopes her work, which includes several documentaries, will offer to the world all these missing stories, all these black women who haven't been heard, for whom we speak in their place. The impulse to tell untold stories also drives a new Franco-Senegalese film, Tirailleurs, Father and Soldier, which was released in France on January 4th. Directed by Mathieu Vadepied, it was co-produced by Omar Sy, one of France's best-loved actors, who leapt to international fame for his role in Lupin, a thriller series on Netflix. Tirailleurs is set in 1917, when Senegal was under French colonial rule, and tells the story of Bakary Diallo, Mr. Sy, a cattle herder, whose teenage son, Tierno, Alassane Dion, is forcibly enlisted into the French army. To try to save him, Bakary volunteers to join his son, leaving the arid scrub of Senegal for the mud and blood of the trenches. Shot mostly in Poul, Fulani, a West African language, and screened with French subtitles, Tirailleurs touches on exile, fatherhood, and colonial brutality. Mr. Sy has never spoken Poul on screen before, even though he grew up outside Paris with it as his mother tongue. His father came from Senegal and his mother from Mauritania. The decision to use this language, with which many viewers will be unfamiliar, is as enriching as it is bold. During the First World War, nearly 200,000 soldiers, known as the Senegalese riflemen, were enlisted from countries across West Africa to fight for France. If the film itself struggles, disappointingly, to engage the viewer, it has the merit of highlighting their sacrifice. In this sense, it achieves for West Africans what Rachid Bouchereb's Indigène, Days of Glory, did in 2006 for the North African soldiers who fought for France in the Second World War. When Tirailleurs came out, the French government agreed to change a rule that obliged surviving veterans to spend half the year in France in order to receive a state pension. The film not only made sure that African French voices were heard, but also that they were taken seriously.